USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The president on defense, about comments he made about defense. Specifically, the report from The Atlantic that he disparaged fallen U.S. soldiers in France in 2018. The White House has denied the report. President Trump criticizing the media again, accusing them of giving kid glove treatment to his rival in the November election.
And you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And let me just tell you, I watched the interview with Sleepy Joe Biden, and he didn't ask questions. You didn't ask questions like that. Read the questions, yes. They were like meant for a child.
The president dismissed The Atlantic as a second-rate magazine. He called the story a hoax. Wall Street ending the week lower, the Dow down 159 points at the close on Friday, the NASDAQ down nearly 145 points, the S&P 500 off 28, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day with the Balance of Nature. I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get that immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Protests continue in Rochester, New York, in the aftermath of Daniel Prude's death. What began as a peaceful protest ended with a clash between protesters and police, Rochester police deeming the protest an unlawful assembly after a while and began launching tear gas into the crowd. One of the protesters, Terrell Brock, told WHAM TV that he wants to see the officers involved fired.
Enough is enough. Enough is enough. And we're tired of it, and sick and tired, been tired, and we're just fed up.
Prude died during a confrontation with Rochester police back in March, but video of that incident did not surface until this week. The officers involved have been suspended with pay. Mayor Lovely Warren has also called for the New York State Attorney General to complete her investigation. The African history professor who lied about being black will not teach this semester at George Washington University. School officials announced the decision Friday. Her colleagues want her gone for good. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The unemployment rate has fallen below 10% for the first time since the pandemic struck in March. John Clemens reports.
The rate for August is now at 8.4% from the previous 10.2%. Eleni Karageorge is with the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 1.4 million in August, and the unemployment rate fell to 8.4%. These improvements in the labor market reflect the continued resumption of economic activity that had been curtailed due to the coronavirus pandemic and efforts to contain it. In August, employment rose in several major industry sectors. An increase in government employment largely reflected temporary hiring for the 2020 census. Notable job gains also occurred in retail trade, in professional and business services, in leisure and hospitality, and in education and health services.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow shared his story of personal struggle recently. USA's Tim Berg with details.
National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow shared his personal story of recovery from drug addiction at an event organized by First Lady Melania Trump.
I was a hopeless abuser of alcohol and drugs. I had tried several times unsuccessfully to get sober. Like a lot of my peers and friends, I went through bloody hell and suffered significant consequences.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.